The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Eminem won an Oscar for the song Lose Yourself. That was from his movie 8 Mile. Now, this happened 17 years ago.
Wow.
So he didn't show up to accept the award back then.
Right.
But he showed up at the Oscars last night unexpectedly and performed this.
Well, it was a little bit strange.
Did you catch it? Just let it slip. His palms are sweaty. Knees weak. Arms are heavy.
Obviously, Lose Yourself, an absolutely massive song when that movie came out. By the way, acting award, not really in the cards for you, Eminem. I mean, you basically did your entire life.
It's Anna and Raven. But, like, the reaction of people's faces when he took the stage.
A lot of confusion.
Oh, my gosh. Idina Menzel was the funniest thing. She looked genuinely puzzled as to what was happening.
Like, maybe she had awoken from a dream.
Right.
And found herself and stepped through a time portal and then was confused by it. The worst part, too, is what is it at award shows? They just can't get the sound ever right. So he comes out, and the spoken word part of that song is such a big deal, and his mic's not even on.
It's not even on.
Talk about making it worse. Talk about making it more awkward.
Yeah. And then he tweeted, because people were like, what is Eminem doing here?
Right.
I mean, 17 years go by. You were too big to show up to collect your award then. And he tweeted, look, if you had another shot, another opportunity, thanks for having me at the Academy.
So he just gave the words back again with the song again.
Sorry it took me 18 years to get here.
And the song is probably trending on iTunes this morning.
I'm sure it is.
I've done a little bit of research, Anna. Other things that were popular when Eminem should have performed that song on the Grammys, if you'd like. How about Heelys? Those are the sneakers that have the wheel in the back of them, like skating sneakers.
Those were very dangerous. I was never into those. I always felt like people were going to hurt themselves when they had shoes that had wheels on them.
Kids that can get around on them, that's pretty awesome, right? But when you see an adult with those on,
it's
creepy.
You can break a hip. You're going to hurt yourself.
No, I just say it's creepy. When I see an adult guy wearing Heelys, it's creepy.
I mean, right.
There was 7 more years to the release of the first iPhone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Makes you realize.
7 years. Seven years. You ready? 3 more years till Facebook came out.
In your mind, doesn't it feel like 8 Mile and Lose Yourself and Eminem was like 5 hot minutes ago?
Right. Gladiator and Scream 3 were in theaters.
Oh, well, 2 movies, neither of them I saw.
And when Eminem should have been performing that song before, the number one toy of the year was the Razor scooter for Christmas. And
the number one song
was Santana with Maria Maria.
Maria Maria. Yeah.
And it felt like a one-sided story.
Wow, those 17 years went pretty fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real fast.
Right, no wonder why everyone was so confused there. Oscars were last night, Tana and Raven. And when it comes to the Oscars, one of the biggest things that people talk about the next day is who wore who. Who looked the best on the red carpet? Who looked the worst? And we always like to bring in an expert when it comes to fashion. Raven.
Oh, the glitz, the glamour, Anna Zapp. Yep. Oh, the t-shirt that you rolled out of bed with and the way that they style their hair so fantastically with it. These stars really know how to pull it off, whether going elegant or casual.
All right, so I have selected 5 big-time A-list stars that were there last night.
And if you send me the photos, it's not creepy at all that I hover over them.
Raven has been staring at them intently for hours now.
Yes, where would you like to begin?
I would like to start with Laura Dern, who wore Armani. She took home an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress for A Marriage Story last night.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Can you describe what Laura is wearing?
Is she wearing the pink with the black? Yes, she's wonderful. It's very elegant. She's got tassels.
Please,
it's a
Please stop talking in that accent.
It's a black top, and it's got tassels like curtains, really, if you went to, like, one of those motels that's located on a turnpike, usually.
Yes.
It has a heart-shaped jacuzzi.
Are you going to keep talking
it's
like that?
It's got a pink bottom and a simple diamond bracelet. I think Laura Dern looks fantastic, although the designer leaves a little bit more to be desired here. Okay. She could really tune it up for Laura Dern.
Okay, and what would be the
I'm going to give her a solid, she's getting a 7. It's her 7. Smile and her spirit that really pulls off the dress.
It looks like she's wearing curtains at your grandmother's house, and she was voted one of the worst dressed people of the night. Moving on.
My grandmother did not have a heart-shaped jacuzzi, but it's close. All yes.
Right. You're really going to talk like that this whole time?
Which outfit would you like to discern
let's
next?
Let's move on to Janelle Monáe. She wore Ralph Lauren. She opened the show with a musical number, did a fantastic job.
Is this the silver-dressed lady?
Yes, with the hood.
This is absolutely gorgeous. I love this. Look at the lines. So simple, so bold.
Can you describe what
Janelle
wears?
And she wears it. She is glimmering in silver from head to toe. She's got a hood on. Mm-hmm. She's got a long-sleeve dress, which is bold choice, but it is February after all. And then the lines of the dress go completely to the corners. She's actually standing in front of a triangle, and I cannot discern where the triangle begins and ends.
Janelle Monáe basically looks like she put on Darth Vader's hood and outfit.
I love Darth Vader.
And then bedazzled it.
And Darth Vader, by the way, wears it very well himself. Mm-hmm. I'm giving her a 9.
Oh,
this
good.
Is a 9.
For her Darth Vader sparkle.
Yes,
look.
Where nice. Should we go next? I love this fashion.
Okay. Let's move on to Natalie Portman. Now, Natalie Portman wore Dior. Now, here's the thing about what Natalie Portman is wearing. She's wearing a cape. And what she did was she embroidered all the names of the women that were snubbed this
year. Oh, is that
year.
What that is? I thought those were like palm tree little thing. I couldn't tell what that was.
What do you think of Natalie Portman's statement?
Well, she looks wonderful. I mean, the statement is great. Unfortunately, I did not hear the statement until you're telling me now, so I can't read embroidery that small. It's a wonderful outfit, but, you know, the cape is a nice touch, but can she fly?
Capes were very big last night. A lot of women
did anyone capes. Fly?
Not
then
one person.
Then it seems to me that it was wasted time. Natalie loses points. Points for that, she's also going to come in at a 7.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Natalie.
All right. And the last person we're going
to. Looks beautiful, though.
Let's head over to Billie Eilish. I am always jealous of Billie Eilish because she wears whatever she wants, and people say it looks great, and it's basically like if I rolled out of bed in really expensive pajamas.
This is a very large sofa cover that she's repurposed from her grandmother's house.
It's Chanel.
It appears to be Chanel, Chanel's grandmother's house, apparently.
Yes.
And, you know, it looks like a real pain to vacuum. I'm just going to say that if you have pets, this is probably not a good choice for you. If you have pets, anybody shedding whatsoever, even if you're just a balding man.
Yes.
Anybody shedding whatsoever. White, the choice. Why white right now in February? Okay. Again, all the hair is going to show. She must have vacuumed this for hours before she went to the award show.
All right. I think we're good here. If you would
but
like
comfort
to see.
Does give us some points back. She's an 8.
If you want to check out all these fashions, we'll put it up on our Facebook page. Search Anna and Raven. Oscars were last night. Janelle Monáe got up there to do the opening number, and it was really fantastic, I thought.
Yeah.
It's Anna and Raven. But she did that one thing that always makes me feel uncomfortable and squirmish.
What's that?
Hold on, listen. Now, y'all know this is my house. So that means you must do as I say. Snap your fingers just like this. Snap them. All right, it's one thing if you ask somebody to start snapping your fingers because you're like, okay,
sure,
I could semi do it.
It's not your greatest thing, but you could do it.
But then she took it a step further, Raven.
Oh, what'd you do after that?
And repeat after me.
Oh,
la 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 la. Say. I don't like when people command me to sing.
Right.
It's
now
really
you're giving me two things to do. What if I was chewing gum already and you didn't plan for that either? Now you're asking me to do three things at once. That's a lot of presence of mind.
People don't like to be like told to sing. Okay, so she says this. Here's Brad Pitt. La 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 la.
Oh, Brad Pitt didn't make a noise.
He didn't make a noise.
He didn't make a single sound.
Because he does what I do in church. I just mouth the words, but I don't really sing them because I'm embarrassed of my singing voice. Brad Pitt is embarrassed of his singing voice. That's why he was only mouthing the words until she threw the mic in his face.
Do you think he couldn't remember it?
I think he was just nervous.
La, 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 la. You couldn't remember it? You worked all night on that Oscar speech?
I remember it, but he probably feels self-conscious. All right, hold on. Here's Leo DiCaprio.
La, 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 la.
Yeah, he's just mouthing it.
Sounds awful. mailing it in.
Right.
He's trying. He's just not that good. And that's probably what Brad Pitt was afraid that he was going to sound
He's
like.
He's like, that's why Ryan Gosling got La La Land and I didn't.
Right. And then there's Brie Larson who's got to, like, go overboard.
Oh, she's so mad.
La 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 la. You can sing. La 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 la.
She's not even on tune.
Right.
So now everyone's
Where's the rhythm?
Janelle just pulls the mic away from her and was like, nope, you can't do it.
Captain Marvel, you really let me down on that one.
Kathy Bates, who you think should be able to do this without a problem?
Yeah, she's an Oscar.
La, 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 la,
la, la, la, la, la. She gave up. She just gave up.
Did she take the microphone away from her? Because it sounded like she was going to keep going.
Here's
the
thing.
Did she have something in her throat?
Nobody likes commanding people to sing. And I don't think you should be allowed to do that because it's very uncomfortable for people.
Here's the other thing is with actors, they get multiple takes, all right? They're not there for the live stuff, all right? They want it. All right, can we go again? Line. That's what they want.
I've become very self-conscious of my singing because years ago I was brought into a meeting. And in the meeting, it was a meeting that I didn't know what was going on. And the bosses sat me down and said, we need you to never sing on the air again because your voice is so awful. And at first I thought they were kidding. And then I realized they were not. And then later on that week, my mom had the same conversation with me. She was like, Anna, you sound really bad when you do that.
I feel like I've been in that meeting. That meeting wasn't forever long ago.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like I've been in that meeting.
So, like, a person like me, I don't want to sing on command.
Right.
I think it puts a lot of pressure on
you. But
you
feel like you're a good lip syncer. You're a good mouther,
right? The priest at my church had the same conversation with everybody in mass not too long ago. It was like, you need to lift your voices up. You need to not be ashamed. But then when I sing there...
He didn't point you out, though. He didn't point you out. So it's not like he's just not hearing you sing.
But then if you heard it, you probably wouldn't want me to. It's very tough situation
to be in. What
about
the over-singer, right? The person that's super powerful next to you.
And they're opera. Like, they think they're opera
they're
singers.
Like, right. And you're like, all right, it's good, but it's not great, man. All right. Roll it back a little bit, people.
Yeah. No, I should probably never sing, ever. Here's what I don't understand about the Oscars.
Okay.
Am I meant to feel dumb when I watch it? It's Anna and Raven. Because some of these acceptance speeches, I don't understand what's happening.
Why is it you feel dumb? Do you feel like they're deeper people than you? You're not culturally aware? Or you just didn't see the movie, so you don't know who these people are?
No, I don't know what they're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Like in my mind, when you are getting up there to do an acceptance speech,
right,
you thank the people that helped put you there. You thank your producers and your castmates and your parents and God, usually.
I got to be honest, like, all that makes sense in your right, but it's kind of boring, too, because we don't know any of those people. So I kind of like it when they get a little bit loony, you know, and they thank people they never met.
Well, it's Anna and Raven.
Or from different lives.
Everything was going swimmingly last night. I actually thought the Oscars were pretty good, much better than the Grammys were, for certain.
All right.
But then Joaquin Phoenix, he won a lead actor for The Joker, and this was his speech, a portion of it.
Okay.
We feel entitled to artificially inseminate a cow, and when she gives birth, we steal her baby, and then we take her milk that's intended for a calf, and we put it in our coffee and our cereal. And I think we fear the idea of personal change.
I mean, I really like Creamer. Grammys, he went and he like pet cows and was comforting cows and pigs before they went to slaughter. I read about this. Him and Mark Ruffalo and a couple others in the same tux. And that was the big deal, that he was going to wear that tux to every award ceremony throughout the season. So I don't know if he had a dry clean.
I'm
but
sure.
There it was.
Didn't smell like a farm.
His performance was riveting in Joker.
Though. You know, he deserved the Oscar. No one is debating that.
Right.
But you get up there and it's just like, what is this dude talking about? Like, are you serious right now with this?
Well, you know? What they're debating is whether or not you deserve the milk. That's what they're debating.
Okay, then move on to Renee Zellweger. She gets up there. She wins Best Actress for Judy.
Yeah.
And, oh, my gosh.
We, you know, we're reminded of who we are as one people, united.
What?
And though Judy Garland did not receive this honor in her time, I am certain that this moment is an extension of the celebration of her legacy.
She's just going to
keep talking. What is she talking about?
She's still talking.
What is she talking about?
There was times where I looked
representative
at her.
Oh, she's still talking. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just zoning out. Like, I saw
I've
her
I've been telling you
moving.
For a while Renee Zellweger's crazy. I have.
Right. Oh, wait. No, still there.
She's still going.
Yeah,
she's
no, amazing. Still going. Wait, but it gets the thing that surprised me about the whole night was that all these well-known actors are getting up there and they're giving these speeches and I don't know what they're saying.
Mm.
But then Parasite, that was the big upset of the night. They made history for being the first non-English movie to win Best Picture. It's a South
Supposed
Korean
to be
thriller.
Great. Right.
So the director Bong Joon-ho gets up there. That guy don't speak any English, right?
Good.
He only knows a few words. This is what he says.
Thank you, and yeah, I'm ready to drink tonight.
So. Oh, good.
Until next morning. Thank you.
Until next morning. That was the only thing I understood. I was
best
like, you don't even speak English. I got you. Right. My kind
of
guy. Anna and Raven's Oscar speech Mad Libs. For the last week, you've had the opportunity to head to annaandraven.com, click on our contest, and you could enter this game. All you had to do, just like Mad Libs when you were younger, fill out the words, and then we would randomly pick a few. Whoever's the funniest is off to see Harry Styles on today's show.
As a matter of fact, not one winner, two winners. You're going to get train ride into the city. You'll get hotel in Manhattan, and you can get you reserved standing or viewing spaces for Harry Styles. And he's so gorgeous, Santa Zapp. He's so hot.
Okay, so here's what we did. We got a ton of submissions. I'm going to pick three right now. We're going to pick out of those three. We'll pick one winner, and then we'll do it again in a few minutes. We'll pick another
exciting.
Three.
Very right. Exciting.
So first
do
one.
Do I get to rain judgment down upon people?
Yeah.
You know I love to do that.
Now, obviously, they don't know. All they think is it's an Oscar speech, but they don't know what it is. They just right. Filled out the words.
Right.
So Mary from Fairfield, here's her Oscar speech.
Give it to me, please.
Wow, I'm not going to drip. Holy heck fire. I never thought this day would come. First of all, thank you to my tongue for making all of this possible.
Mm.
My dirty pits told me I would never make it, and here we are.
Wow.
I remember being a satisfied kid growing up in an Iowa train station bathroom, thinking dreams like this couldn't come true.
Wow.
I also would like to thank my co-stars Betty White and Steve Harvey for making me look so good. But then again, Steve Harvey, you always make everyone look good compared to you.
He's very giving.
Oh, the music is playing, so it's time for me to wrap it up. Support the Girl Scouts and make the world a delicious place.
It's kind of like if Justin Bieber had his first movie.
Yep.
And Betty White took him under her wing and won. It's good. I like the dirty pits. Really copping to your shortcomings there in your Oscar speech. It's good. It endears you to the people.
This one's from Kim D.
Okay, Kim D, what do you got?
Wow, I'm not going to eat. Yee-haw. I never thought this day would come. First of all, thank you to my phone for making this all possible.
Good.
Oriana told me I would never make it, but here we are. I remember being an insulted kid growing up in Antarctica, thinking dreams like this couldn't come true, but they do. I want to thank my co-stars Jennifer Lawrence and Kim Kardashian for making me look so good. But then again, Kim Kardashian, you always make everyone look good compared to you.
Mm.
The music is playing, so it's time for me to wrap it up. Support Goldman Sachs and make the world a scruffy place.
I feel like Busy Phillips could have done this one.
Mm.
I really do. I see a real person behind this speech. Next.
All right. Carrie said, wow, I'm not going to lick. Thank you for that.
Good.
I never thought this day would come. First of all, thank you to my stud for making this all possible. Inspector Gadget told me I would never make it, and here we are. I remember being a horrified kid growing up in Arizona, thinking dreams like this couldn't come true, but they do. And I want to thank my co-stars, Hugh Jackman and Ian Ziering, for making me look so good. But then again, Ian Ziering, you always make everyone look good.
Good choice. Good choice.
The music is playing, for it's time for me to wrap it up. Support McDonald's and make the world a brilliant place.
I love this last one. It's like that loose cannon person that wins every year. It's like Lizzo this year at the other award show. You don't know what she's going to say.
Right.
It's going to be a wild roller coaster of emotion, and at some point, it's going to have a deep introspective meeting that you're just like, wow.
And probably Sharknado.
I should have lived in my car for a while, too. And thinking McDonald's was big, you know that they worked there and turned the life around. I'm going with the third one.
All right, Carrie Williams
with the third one.
From Milford. You're off to see Harry Styles. I'll pick another three, and we'll crown someone else next with Anna and Raven. Anna and Raven's Oscar speech Mad Libs. All you had to do was head to annaandraven.com, click under contest. All last week, we were taking your submissions, just like Mad Libs when you were a kid. 10 words, that's all you had to submit. And now we've randomly selected, let's see, three of them, and we're off to send you to New York City to see Harry Styles.
Will he wear a flowing blouse? Will his shirt be unbuttoned? Ooh, he will sing like an angel. That much we know.
That's right. We're going to hook you up with a hotel. You're going to have a reserve spot on the Today Show to be able to watch and perform live, train tickets, all of that. Okay, let's see.
He sings like an angel, Anna Zapp.
He does.
He sings like an angel.
We have three randomly selected Mad Libs. You ready, Raven? You're going to be the judge.
I would love it.
All right, Jessica from Plainview. Let's read hers. Wow, I'm not going to hatch.
Don't.
Thrilling! I never thought this day would come. First of all, thank you to Platypus for making this all possible.
Right, I love Platypus.
Nancy told me I would never make it, but here we are. I remember being a calm kid growing up in Iceland, thinking dreams like this couldn't come true, but they do. I also want to thank my co-stars George Clooney and Mr. T., for making me look so good. But then again, Mr. T, you always make everyone look so good.
That's because he's a giving actor. Mm. He's a giving actor. Not that he's not handsome. He's giving.
The music is playing, so it's time for me to wrap it up. Support the WWF and make the world a nutty place.
WWF, World Wildlife Foundation, because it's not wrestling.
It's not wrestling anymore.
It's not wrestling anymore. It's the World Wildlife Federation.
Would you rather support wrestlers or animals?
I love pandas, right. And I love wrestlers.
That's true.
Right.
It's a tough call.
Easier to hug a panda or a bear, I'm thinking, because wrestlers are usually very oily. They're slick.
I would feel like it's easier probably to hug The Rock than it'd be to hug a panda.
You think so?
Pandas are sneaky dangerous.
Right. Well, The Rock is sneaky fast.
Right. Okay, the next one comes from Tracy Matatuck. Okay. Wow, I'm not going to dance. Bab!
That's too bad. I love it when people dance. What?
Bab!
Okay.
That's an exhilarated sound. It was bab.
Bab?
Is bab a word? Bab! Do you ever just yell bab?
No, but okay.
Okay. I never thought this day would come. First of all, thank you to Chick-fil-A sandwiches for making this all possible.
They are delicious.
The presidency told me I would never make it, but here we are. I remember being a furious kid growing up in Japan, thinking dreams like this couldn't come true, but they do.
Why are you angry in Japan? Just meditate, man.
I would also like to thank my co-stars Will Smith and Michael Jackson for making me look so good. But then again, Michael Jackson, you always make everyone look good compared to you.
Well, that's true. Mm. At this point.
Music is playing, so it's time for me to wrap it up. Support Toys R Us and make the world a stupid place.
Okay, wow.
I mean, we should have supported Toys R Us a little bit more. Right. It's a little bit
maybe
late
if
now.
We had been in front of that, that would have been one thing. All right. And the third and final entrance.
It's from Brianna in Farmingville. Wow, I'm not going to bathe.
Whoa, okay.
Phew. I never thought this day would come. First of all, thank you to Reptiles for making this all possible.
Oh.
Voldemort told me I would never make it, and here we are. I remember being an ecstatic kid growing up in Honduras, thinking dreams like this couldn't come true, but they do. And I want to thank my co-stars Ryan Reynolds and Reba McEntire for making me look so good. But then again, Reba McEntire, you always make everyone look good compared
to you. Good choices.
The music is playing, so it's time for me to wrap it up. Support PETA and make the world a bubbly place.
Oh, I like that one.
The Michael Jackson one, that was funny. She thanked Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
And factual. Right. Yeah. You're voting for number two, you think? You're voting for number two?
It's
kind of a time capsule in itself, a wink in time, if you will. Number two, you're going to see Harry Styles.
They were all really good. But yeah, Tracy, I'm going to say cakes. I'm going to butcher your last name from Matatuck. Congratulations. You're off to Harry Styles.
Enjoy the show. Just let me adore you.